Hello, sir. Thank you for being on the Jim Strout Show. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Jim. My name is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, and I advocate to expose the Chinese Communist Party's forced live organ harvesting. And I'm close to the Chinese border, exposing this new form of evil that I'm just so grateful to be on your show to expose.
That is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Yeah.
It is. Now, here in the States, there's this urban legend that's been circulating for decades, where somebody went out to a club or something, and then they get drugged. Then they wake up in a tub full of ice with a note that says, your organ has been, your liver or kidney or something has been removed. You know, you'll be fine. Why don't you call a 911 to come get you or something like that? And it's always been an urban legend. At least here in the United States. But if I understand correctly from you, it's quite a reality.
Absolutely. This is full-scale, large, unprecedented, on-demand transplant organ harvesting genocide, Jim. And everybody who's watching and listening, this is a new form of evil done by yours truly, the Chinese Communist Party. Now, everybody has heard of the CCP. 5 years ago, Jim, if I would mention the CCP, people would think it is a new NBA team. You know, hey, let's go see a new NFL team, you know, guys. But no, this is the red reign of terror. This is the regime that has been running and controlling China for the last 100 years. It's decimated more life, traditional culture, and Chinese values than any other regime on the planet. Has the second largest military, has the second largest economy, the largest population, has infiltrated into the governing bodies. And look, the entire slave consumer market is based off the institutionalized slavery system of mainland China. That's why you get your products so cheap. So just to add to the mix, not only to the China virus, the CCP virus that has been leaked or whatever it was, from the Wuhan lab,
right,
hidden and covered up by the CCP. But we have a new form of evil, like namely the organ harvesting of innocent groups of people. So I'm grateful to be on your show, Jim. Sorry, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I've been going since 2 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, Jim, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Sure, and I appreciate that. And also, for the sake of clarity for those who are listening, I mean, China has definitely been in the news quite a bit here in the States for a while. But just for those who may be a little confused, CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that's different than the Chinese people, correct?
100%. I love that you made the distinguishment because the Chinese people are wonderful people. They're good people and they're hardworking people, and they are not the culprits. They are the victims of the CCP evil. I don't want to call them victims, but the brutality against them, the decimation of the culture. And I'm living close to the Chinese border right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not playing around. I'm not pulling anyone's legs, and I'm not wasting anybody's time. The Chinese Communist Party is certainly not the Chinese people, Jim. It has never been the Chinese people. It is an imposter, and it makes a mockery of China and has caused such death and destruction to the Chinese people that, quite frankly, the Chinese people don't like it. They hate the Chinese Communist Party, and they want their freedoms. So with that, the CCP is being exposed. And hopefully in the future, I trust in the future, will be completely collapsed. And a new free Republic of China will come into being with the revival of its 5,000 years of great divine culture from the Ming Dynasty, from the Tang Dynasty, from the Song Dynasty, just to show the world that the Chinese people and China are great, wonderful allies of freedom, truth, compassion, and tolerance. Rather than this diabolical monster that took it over and hijacked it like the CCP.
Wow. So when you talk about the atrocities that you're going to talk about here today, since you live there so close to China on the border, these are situations you've seen firsthand with your own eyes or through firsthand accounts? How did you get all this information that you're going to share with us today?
For 21 years, I've been exposing this. And the irrefutable evidence is shocking. I mean, 52 pieces of evidence. I was at the British Parliament 3 years ago that I brought a coalition that of the main investigators and the doctor, one of the doctors, you've probably seen the clip. I brought a couple of clips for everybody. But folks, Jim, the doctor, Dr. Enver Totti, he was forced by the CCP to do forced live organ harvesting, and he lived to tell about it. And I brought him to the British Parliament to testify, Dr. Enver Totti, as well as Ethan Gutman and David Kilgore, a Crown prosecutor and former Secretary of State to the Asian Affairs of the Canadian Parliament. These are all Nobel Peace Prize nominees, and they've all done extensive work in exposing the forced live organ harvesting of the Falun Gong, also known as the Falun Dafa. Now, I'm sure people are wondering what Falun Dafa is or Falun Gong is. I have a couple of clips. The first clip is just to show people directly what these exercises, how beautiful this movement is, and then we'll get into why it's been persecuted and then this new form of evil of organ harvesting. But without further ado, we can get into the first clip.
Okay.
Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is an advanced self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through physical exercises and the development of one's character. In China, cultivation practices have a history of thousands of years and form the spiritual foundation of Chinese civilization. In 1992, Falun Dafa was introduced to the public by Master Li Hongzhi. The practice quickly spread because of its profound principles and proven health benefits. By 1999, with over 100 million practitioners, Falun Dafa had grown to become the largest practice of its kind in China and around the world. Traditional Chinese medicine focuses on energy channels and believes that the health of the body is related to the health of the mind. Falun Dafa cultivates mind and body simultaneously, improving the body's natural immunity.
So as you can see, Jim, that is a spiritual movement, and that became the largest spiritual movement in China, called Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. Now, Falun Gong represents more of the external practice of the body, the health and the wellness of the body, which is incorporated into five exercises and a meditation. Falun Dafa is the inner workings of the human inner peace, inner spirituality, inner improvement of your mindset, your inner being, which is more important. It drives the body to succeed. It drives the body to become stronger. And these principles of Falun Dafa are truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Well, when this spiritual movement became the largest spiritual movement in China, it was outlawed by the Chinese Communist Party simply because it became that large that the former president of China, Jiang Zemin, who also concocted the bioweapon, and I've seen your questions, and we'll get into that in a moment if you'd like.
Sure.
He concocted the bioweapon agent, the man-made virus. I mean, what else is a man-made virus to hurt and harm people, not to save people? It's a bioweapon, okay? And Dr. Li Mingyan came out about that as well.
Yep.
This is how it relates to everybody in the States and around the world, guys. You have all been affected. You have all been affected by this intentional release of agents that are not natural. And when they're not natural, 2 and 2 together equals 4. man-made equals bioweapon or a drug specifically to heal, which is ivermectin. Now, ivermectin heals, bioweapons kill. Catch my drift?
Sure.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere. So the same president, prime minister, military dictator, evil head, Jiang Zemin, which most people don't know about.
No, we just hear about Xi.
Exactly. And he is still very powerful and in position of power of the CCP, where Xi is more the leader of China. There are two factions in China right now. And Jiang Zemin unleashed the complete brutal persecution, and we'll show the other clip in a moment, of the Falun Gong, wiping them out, killing them for their organs, sending hundreds and thousands of these innocent spiritual practitioners, as well as the Uyghur Muslims, as people have heard about, in Xinjiang and Urumqi province, the house Christians and the Tibetans led by the Dalai Lama, to state-mandated hospitals by the Chinese military, cutting out their organs while alive, ladies and gentlemen, while the blood is still flowing, a little sedation, and all the organs cut out to fuel a multi-billion dollar business. So this is a jam-packed show, guys. Get ready for some really huge red pilling. But without further ado, Jim, you can take a look at the next clip from the award-winning documentary, Hard to Believe, to just put perspective of what I was sharing and confirmation as well into this irrefutable evidence and crime against humanity.
Okay, here we go. Oops, I'm sorry, I think I did the wrong one.
Let's try it again. Began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Essentially what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course killing them in the process.
People who are expecting this to sort of just be solved naturally by all we have to do is sit back and they'll fix it. This is wrong. The West has to take a role. And the one role the West can do is say, these are our values. We cannot go beyond this. There are certain lines we can't cross. This is a red line. That's an absolute red line.
Enver Toti, the surgeon turned bus driver, says it's been 20 years since he removed the organs from that live prisoner. It remains a mystery why so few people have ever heard about the thing he says he cannot forget.
This is my experience. This is a real true story. If you keep silence, this tragedy will continue. And people, they just don't want to touch this evil. Because if you touch this evil, maybe at the end of the day, you may not be able to tackle this the consequences. That is my guess.
Hard to Believe is the right title for that documentary. So he performed surgery on people just to get their organs out. Not to save their lives, but for some other party to make a profit off of the organs he extracted.
Organ pillaging, as and you were mentioning, this is not a kidney in the bathtub story. This is forced live organ harvesting concocted by the highest ranking officials of the Chinese Communist Party, colluding with the US traders and the Western traders in organ tourism. I mean, the amount of money that's involved in this is billions, multi-billions of dollars. To reduce waiting times of 4 to 8 years for kidneys, livers, pancreases, and hearts to a matter of weeks, to a matter of days. tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, billions of dollars to work with distribution centers around the world, medical associations, agents, and the Chinese Communist Party and the military to make fortunes off these people's organs and use them as raw material. So the reason why the Communist Party was so focused on eradicating this mind and body spiritual movement, just like they are focused and fixated on eradicating the Uyghurs, is because the Falun Gong became, or the Falun Dafa, became the largest spiritual movement. Government estimates by 1998 showed that and confirmed that over 70 to 100 million people were practicing this mind and body practice. And I think the third clip from this award-winning documentary that people can watch for free at hardtobelievemovie.com will point out a interview that was done by an investigator disguised as a buyer, calling a hospital in China, contacting a doctor that says on air, while you'll see, that, yeah, sure, we got fresh quality assurance. We just picked him out of a tank like a lobster and just cut them open while alive. Take a listen.
5,000 Falun Gong practitioners were disappearing into labor camps in mass numbers. At the same time, Chinese hospitals began promoting their organ transplant expertise.
I'm David Madoff, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. David Kilgore is a former member of parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. And we have now done our investigation, and we're producing this report. And I didn't know whether it was true or not, and so my task initially was to try to figure out a way of approaching the issue so that I could either prove it or disprove it and not just walk away and say, I don't know.
The number of executions in China varied widely depending on who was counting. But Matus says no matter which number he used, the number of executions and the number of organs didn't add up.
The transplant volumes increased substantially after the persecution of Falun Gong began. And I mean, there's a lot of other evidence, but the most likely explanation for the increase is the Falun Gong. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening.
Matus says what made Falun Gong organs especially attractive was the practitioner's healthy lifestyle. They do not drink or smoke. On many of the recordings of phone calls made to more than 100 Chinese hospitals, doctors assure callers that transplant organs are from healthy Falun Gong practitioners.
And that just all over China, over 2,000 to 3,000 hospitals, over 252 concentration camps, and look what is right now there, the Olympics. And the world stays silent, Jim, because there's multi-billions of dollars that are invested and made in this organ harvesting, pillaging genocide. Transplant on demand on a specified date.
Wow. This is, wow. They must make millions of dollars, or maybe billions of dollars on this to keep it quiet. Because you don't hear about this as a big news story. Well, over here, a lot of people are making money off of China, right? So you have these big celebrities who will defend China because it feeds their personal interests. I'm thinking of LeBron James, for example, who has a big lucrative contract with Chinese companies, and Disney has making a lot of money in the Chinese market. So because they're making so much money, they're not going to disparage China in any kind of way. You don't really hear a lot of people, especially a lot of celebrities or elites, really talking bad against China because they're making so much money. You certainly don't hear them talking about freeing the Uyghurs from the slave camps over here so much. You hear a lot about quote unquote black oppression of African Americans over here. But when you have people who are literally getting their organs cut out and operating in slave camps so you make cheap Apple iPhones, people just don't say anything. It's so hypocritical. It's just so, and this is just a whole nother level.
Remember the Golden State Warrior owner saying he doesn't care. They don't care. It's below the line, right? He said it on live. I'm not sure what podcast, but it's below the line. He has his own podcast, I believe. But at least he's honest that LeBron James, I mean, a lot of NBA stars have just said nothing. Enes Kanter, I believe his name is, he stood up about the Uyghur Muslims. And he's got a lot of backlash because of that. But what an honorable, courageous man. That is. I think he's from Kazakhstan or Tajikistan. Yeah. But Enes has really stood up against the CCP and really been an outspoken advocate exposing this. But, you know, it's all about see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, Jim. I got a link, not a video, but a link. I don't know if you see it. I can't really see it. That was an article that just came out on March 2nd, if you want to bring it up to show your listeners, how the CCP leaked database shows CCP members inside PepsiCo, 3M, IBM, MetLife, HSBC, and the list goes on. And if you scroll down, you'll see...
No, it won't let me scroll.
Oh, it won't let you scroll. Okay, let me see if I can scroll down. Here we go. Let me see. Is it this one? No, it's not this one.
No, you just said it only shows the picture, so unfortunately.
Oh, it only shows the picture. Okay.
Yeah, just quote it, though.
As you see, okay, basically 1.94 million spies completely just infiltrating into the UK government, the US government, the Australian government. I mean, just look at Justin Trudeau. Look at Scott Morrison and Dan Andrews. Look at Biden. Look at Hunter. When you see the laptop of Hunter, I mean, the business officials, the business dealings, Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak. I mean, it's quite profound, Jim, because the thing is that, you know, the collusion in this with the CCP, you're dealing with the devil. Look at Hollywood. I mean, I just saw, you know, Tom Cruise's new Top Gun movie.
Top Gun movie.
And they removed the Taiwan flag.
Yeah, I saw that. I did. They made him take the flag off. And also, I don't know if you knew about this one, but there was a Star Wars movie, the last one, the premiere. The Chinese government wanted them to Photoshop out the black actor from the Star Wars poster for whatever reason. But no one said anything over here about that, you know? As much as people want to talk about discrimination and racial equity, that kind of stuff, when it comes to China, no one says anything.
And they're one of the biggest racists of them all. And truly, they have created direct weapon, bioweapons as well. My friend, Mr. Parser, Cyrus Parser from the AI organization, he would be a great guest for you guys to interview. Hmm. He's written about the AI enslavement of the black communities as well. It's very interesting. I think he wrote a great article about that. If people can go to the AIorganization.com, it's a great, that's his website. Phenomenal. He's written 4 books about the bioweapon, the alien technology, how the CCP is trying to enslave the black population and target the black communities. Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. I mean, let's look at Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. She colluded with the one-child policy in China that wiped out 400 million unborn babies, Chinese babies. So
I did not know that. I'm familiar for work over here. for work in China.
Birds of a feather stick together.
Wow.
You know? So I got on the case of the Falun Gong or the Falun Dafa practitioners who have been slaughtered as we speak today. About 100 to 200 people a day are being slaughtered for their organs.
The Jim Strauss Show will return after these messages.
This episode of the Jim Stroud Show brought to you by Conservative Television of America, working hard to stick socialism where the sun don't shine. Conservative Television of America is now available on Fire TV Stick, Roku, and on the Conservative Television of America website. Tune in now at www.ctva.tv. Conservative Television of America. We say what you're thinking. The Jim Stroud Show is back. Thanks for watching.
For right now, the conservative estimates are between 80 to 100,000 transplant surgeries, which constitute the murder of innocent Falun Gong or Falun Dafa practitioners. But I know there are naysayers, I know there are skeptics, and that's why I want to reach out to those people, because those are the ones who will question everything until the truth be told. So without further ado, the next clip is from the United Nations.
It's okay.
Talking about the evidence that is irrefutable.
Right.
Mr. Vice President, the Durban Declaration affirms the urgent need to prevent, combat, and eliminate all forms of trafficking in persons, including organ trafficking. China Tribunal, a people's tribunal chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice, considered all available evidence and concluded that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, including the religious and ethnic minorities of Falun Gong and Uyghurs, had been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and that it continues today. This involves hundreds of thousands of victims. Acting on independent legal advice, the tribunal concluded that commission of crimes against humanity against Falun Gong and Uyghurs had been proved beyond reasonable doubt, victim for victim, and death for death, cutting out the hearts and other organs from living, blameless, harmless, peaceable people constitutes one of the worst mass atrocities of this century. Organ transplantation to save life is a scientific and social triumph, but killing the donor is criminal. Government and international bodies must do their duty not only in regard to the possible charge of genocide, but also in regard to crimes against humanity, which the tribunal does not consider to be less heinous. It is the legal obligation of UN member states and the duty of this council to address this criminal conduct. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
So it's irrefutable, Jim. It's irrefutable.
When was that? When did that happen?
That was about September 2019, and I was in the British Parliament. I testified in front of the British Parliament. I would love to share that with you, just to add to that, and then we can get into the bioweapon and your lovely questions. I know you got some questions, but just to set the groundwork of my expertise, what I've been involved with for 21 years, for no money, no fortune, no name, and no reward. I don't ask for any donations in terms of exposing this. This is completely for, just out of my own volition. But let me share with you this for also the naysayers or for the skeptics that still think this is not going on. This over here is my... as you can see over here, and let me play it. Hopefully this comes through. Well, does this come through?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to play.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, let me play it now.
Speaking to obviously today.
This
can
it?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great.
It's been going on, as you've heard, for about 20 years. In mid-2006, the Coalition to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong asked David Matus and I to investigate it. We were both went into it with open minds. We were, I think, both of us hoping it wasn't going to be true, but we very quickly discovered that it was true. And there's been reference to 50 kinds of evidence. I was a prosecutor for 10 years, so I should know something about evidence. And we came up with a revised report, and then a book called Bloody Harvest. And we've continued to investigate ever since. We concluded that for 41,500 transplants done in the years 2000 to 2005 in China, the only reasonable explanation for sourcing was Falun Gong. Here are just two kinds of evidence of the 18 substantive kinds of evidence we found. We We had people calling to institutions across China, hospitals, prisons, and so on, mostly hospitals, asking if they had Falun Gong organs available. I think you mentioned, Sasha, that, or no, actually it was Robert who mentioned yesterday that Falun Gong don't smoke or drink. They're very healthy. And that's the reason that people wanted Falun Gong organs. And we discovered that. And as I think it was mentioned in the film, that only Falun Gong were examined by doctors coming into these forced labor camps. And of course, they wondered, why are you examining me when you're torturing me to give up my Falun Gong beliefs? So, and the way it works, of course, is that when somebody arrives in Shanghai, the number one people's hospital in Shanghai is where most people go from Europe. They're blood tested and so on. And then they go out on the computer and they find a match for somebody through this testing of Falun Gong. And they go out to the camp and they grab the poor man or woman and they give them a potassium, now it appears, and their liver or whatever is taken out. It's flown to Shanghai. And somebody comes back to London with a new liver, and they're probably told they're getting it from a convicted murderer. Well, of course, they don't want it from a convicted murderer. They want it from a Falun Gong practitioner. But this is just absolutely sick beyond belief that this is happening. And I wonder how many of you, probably all of you are aware of it, but I'm always astounded how many people are not aware that this has been going on since 2000. It's got to stop. And I...
Anyway, so this is... was at the child trafficking court, Jim, in 2000, I think it was 2019, somewhere around then. And I brought the coalition to investigate this and testify in front of the British Parliament. We had about 3 days of this. And that was the International Tribunal of Natural Justice. Robert David Seale, who's not around anymore, he passed away. He was a former CIA clandestine manager of the CIA. And he was there as a justice. And then you had Sasha Stone and other distinguished guests. But there's absolutely no doubt that this is going on. And, you know, with on top of this, you have the bioweapon. So, you know, I wanted to share with you before we get back on topic, but it all relates, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why it's so important for people to realize or to... I'm trying to answer the question, well, what has this got to do with me? I'm a million miles away. I've got five different, you know, my schedule is so high and so a lot. I'm taking care of my children, my sick mother. I'm managing a business. What has Falun Gong or Falun Dafa got to do with me? It's got to do everything with you. Because can you imagine that your families were ripped away from you in the middle of the night, in the middle of the morning, in the middle of the day, sent into mobile execution vans, and you never saw them again, and you realized they were killed for their organs and sold for massive profits. How about the bioweapon? Oh, you know, the Wuhan lab, does that ring a bell? Okay. What about the Walmarts of the world, where you're getting cheap, made-in-China crap for slave labor products, prices, and you think that's a great deal? Well, it is a great deal on your side, but what about the millions of people that are dying and being killed and being worked to death for that product? It's shocking, but this is where we are, Jim. This is where we are.
This is wow. It's not often I get speechless.
I tell you, and people still won't believe it, man. And people still think, oh, you're a Mossad agent, Mitchell, you know, you're a liar.
The reason why a lot of people don't believe it or don't want to believe it is because it's so sensational. It's such a horrific story. It's really the stuff of movies. You know, you think you would see a movie on this. And people tend to think, at least over here, that if it was really that big a deal, if it really was happening on the scale that you're describing, and you brought the evidence, so it's obviously happening, we would see it all over the news. We would see it all over CBS, ABC, CBS, CNN, all these big media companies, because it's such a sensational story, but we're not hearing about it. So because we're not hearing about it on a large scale that this kind of story deserves, people are thinking that it is just not true. Absolutely. And why do you think that is? You think the CCP has that much money to control our media?
Oh, absolutely. as I showed you before, the leaked database, they've infiltrated into the multinational corporations. The CCP has infiltrated into Pfizer. I mean, when you listen to Dr. Jane Ruby from the Stu Peters show, she has her own show, and I'm confirming this as well. There are up to 70 high-ranking investment officers from the CCP, the CCP members, sitting on the board of Pfizer, and they are running the Pfizer cartel. The CDC, the FDA are heavily involved. I mean, look at Biden and Trudeau, Scott Morrison and Dan Andrews of Australia. They've become the new Chinese Communist Party. The policies of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, these are all CCP-backed and run organizations. And guess who backed Mao? Oh, none other than the Rothschilds. And who are the Rothschilds in the New World Order? You've heard all these terms. The Great Reset. This is all coming from the globalist cabal. George Soros, Henry Kissinger, ring a bell? They're all colluding. They sit with Mao. They sat with Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin is the former head of the CCP. And so right now, I mean, with Russia as well going on and Taiwan, the invasion of Taiwan, I mean, a small, beautiful little country that has been heavily suppressed by the CCP and muscled by the CCP. But that's a very intense situation. I'm next to the South China Sea, by the way. I'm not going to tell you exactly where I'm because sure. It's a dangerous situation. But, you know, there is a full-scale war going on in the South China Sea right now. And that's been covered up. You don't hear anything about that.
No, tell me a bit about that.
The situation in the South China Sea is just escalating because the CCP is controlling the South China Sea, like they're controlling the United Nations, and they're on the verge of invading Taiwan. So it's a very intense situation, and the CCP plays the savior and the murderer at the same time, the savior and the criminal. It's a very incredible psychological manipulation and deception, and you really have to understand the deception to see the clear picture, and that's hard to do. But there is a documentary and an editorial series that sheds light on the Taiwan invasion. It looks imminent. I hope to God it doesn't happen because Taiwan needs its independence. It's a great country. It's full of Falun Gong practitioners, by the way, who have practiced Falun Gong really? For many years. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's Falun Gong is tied to the Chinese people in so many ways, and that's why the Chinese Communist Party declared war on the spiritual movement. It is tied to all China and Chinese people in terms of its culture, its beautiful history, its spiritual connectedness, its divine connection, its independent way of thinking, its way of healing. And the CCP hated this. They couldn't control this, and that's why they have outlawed this. But with Taiwan, yes, Taiwan has to stand up against this, and it has. And it was one of the first countries, by the way, who banned forced organ harvesting tourism from China, knowing what the CCP has been doing to the Falun Gong.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But the Epoch Times, let me share with you, if I may. Yeah. I'm actually sharing you. Yeah, this is actually in transplantabuse.org. This is the 2020 judgment. Again, another huge piece of evidence of the independent tribunal into forced organ harvesting. And the United Nations clip that you saw, that was one of the council members of the China tribunal exposing how the CCP is profiting off these minority groups, particularly the Falun Gong, and making a fortune off their organs. Now, I wanted to share with you as well this, which I think will blow the minds of people. We just got to hear it from all sides, Jim. I think this is people going to really, because I want to show how it relates to people. Look at this. Okay. This is going to blow your mind. Take a look at that. This was just released.
Oops, I'm sorry. This is the right one here?
This is the right one. Shock okay. claim from Natural News, and this is Mark Adams, the honorable white scientist who has his own lab, who has been exposing this evil And I've been on his shows once. He runs Brighty on TV. Brilliant. He has like Dr. Judy Mikovits on. He has Dr. Vladimir Zelenko on. He has Peter McCullough. He has all different kinds of incredible doctors on and people. But look what has happened. This is according to Dr. Li Mingyan, the World Health Organization top scientist from Hong Kong, who defected, whose husband tried to murder her, who's fearing for her life because she's just come out recently exposing in February that China, the CCP, not China, because we can't talk about China. China, the Chinese people, as you said, Jim, are not the CCP. The CCP has released another bioweapon during the Olympic Games, a hemorrhagic fever virus that Dr. Robert Malone was very concerned about. And here's nutritional information. So this is natural news I highly implore. You can share this. And the reason why this is true, because contacts inside of China, and remember where I am, guys. I'm not playing around. I'm in America. I'm close to China's border. Okay? I'm risking my life to expose this CCP red demonic specter. They have confirmed that this is true. Dr. Li Mingyan, who has written irrefutable reports, actually the three Yan reports, I'm sure you've read it, unrestricted bioweaponized warfare, okay, beyond a reasonable doubt, has also come out and talked about how this has not only been injected, but now has been released airborne. And you know what the PCR tests are used for? To usher in the transmission of this airborne hemorrhagic virus that causes Ebola type of bio harm to human beings. Yeah, that's why tens of millions of Chinese people in Xi'an province have been barricaded in their homes, bleeding from their mouth and their eyes. So this is what we're dealing with, Jim. This is what we're dealing with, man.
Wow. Wow. And I know Dr. Li Mingyan, she was one of the first to speak out. And she had a very authoritative voice because she actually worked in the lab and she was able to talk about it. And I applaud her bravery for coming out and saying what she saw firsthand herself, because she was actually there. Yeah,
absolutely. Wow. And I wanted to share with you, you know, because it just gets better. It just gets better. Look at this. take a look at this for all the.
Let's play this one. I'm going to play this clip here.
And the most outrageous example of no human rights in China is killing a peaceful community of Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs who are Muslims and Tibetan Buddhists and Christians, house Christians, for their organs, kidneys, livers, and so on, and then selling the organs to wealthy Chinese or foreigners, and the people are killed in the process.
The belief that I have, I share with David Kilgore, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes.
There's no evidence that Falun Gong is a cult of any sort. There's no evidence of political action to try and bring down the Chinese government. There's no evidence of anything other than a deep desire to be left alone to practice their spiritual beliefs in peace and to not be locked up and murdered.
David and I have met Falun Gong practitioners in probably 50 countries.
Or even more, maybe.
Okay. All walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all education. I've found them to be a wonderful group of people.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with any of that. I mean, Falun Gong, first of all, it's not even an organization because it's a set of exercises with a spiritual foundation. Yeah. Everything's on the internet. You don't pay anything. You don't sign up to anything. You can start whenever you want. You can stop with it whenever you want. You don't even have to tell anybody you're doing it. Their principles are very simple and ethical. And I mean, all of that is true.
So as you can see, Jim, I mean, this is just it's there, you know. It's unbelievable. There's one thing I want to share with you about the Vatican, because the Vatican is also involved.
Really? Tell me about that.
Absolutely. I wanted to share with you. Okay, this is the article that was released. The Vatican-based BAPAC whistleblower exposes high-stakes organ harvesting in China. Now, this is it's crazy because what this is, and what this shows, I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, this is a new kind of evil. All the way down, this was this is the Remnant is one of the oldest Catholic newspapers since 1967, and the editor actually interviewed me, and he wanted to know about if the Vatican is involved. As you can see, hug your new bishop, my children, and it's the Pope with the red dragon. You see,
sure,
and it shows how, for example, the Epoch Times reported Gao Baixing, who's a Chinese American pastor, saying. The Chinese government directly gives money to the Vatican from the official Catholic Church in China, including Catholic believers, pro-China CCP groups, and individuals. I think this number must be an astronomical figure and a huge amount. The theme of the event at which Destro and Gao spoke was the CCP's declaration on war on religions. I mean, this is crazy. According to former Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights and Labor Affairs and Professor of Law, Robert Destro, during a speech at the Hudson Institute in October, he said, you or we think the Vatican didn't get a lot of money. I suspect they might have got it. It might not seem obvious, but it might be behind-the-scenes transactions. So here you have a government. We should also remember that the government in Beijing, which has ordered and profited from the grisly commerce in human flesh, is a valued partner of the Vatican and held up by top Vatican prelates as a model for the rest of the world to emulate. Now, if you don't think that's sick, I don't know what is. But they've been heavily involved in sex trafficking. I mean, look at the outrageous confirmation of allegations and charges against the bishops that have been heavily involved. Of what, 200 priests in the Vatican? I mean, they've been known for child trafficking and pedophilia and sex trafficking. So just add it to the list, organ harvesting.
Wow. Mitchell Gerber, you have wow.
And I'm gonna share one because I know we haven't got much time, but you shared with me Mike Lindell exposed the fact that servers that were located in China tapped into the change. Of course they did. Mike Lindell, absolute proof, right? Absolute evidence. Mm-hmm. He had his documentary showed the actual live changing and manipulating of the CCP. Funding the Dominion systems for $400 million, what, 1 or 2 days before the election? Completely rigged. This is a declaration of war to interfere in a constitutional republic's election. They robbed the election, stole the election, installed the demented CCP agent Biden, who can't even go from one side to the fence to the other, who's so demented and messed up, incognitive, not even there, that he's making a mockery. But the CCP has been heavily manipulating the elections. They were used to steal the elections and install Biden, and they've all been backed by the globalists like Henry Kissinger, George Soros, and the Rothschilds. Not to mention the Rockefellers as well. And one thing I wanted to share with you before I leave, I know we haven't got much time left, Jim.
It's been an honor and a pleasure. Please go ahead. You're dropping a lot of truth bombs here.
absolutely. Look at this. This is Lawrence Sellin. Sellin, Chinese, from the Gateway Pundit. Chinese Communist Party agents have infiltrated U.S. media, politics, science, and military, and yet Biden regime does nothing. Of course he won't do anything because he's in on it. Look at Fauci. Look at Daszak. Look at EcoHealth Alliance. Look at DARPA. Look at Charles Lieber, the professor from Harvard, that was arrested on all six counts, conspiracy with the Chinese Communist Party to peddle incredible nanotechnology, patents. He's groundbreaking patents from Harvard, an American citizen, used by the Chinese Communist Party and caught red-handed with two Chinese nationalists with biological weapons in hand. Not to mention Francis Boyle, who in 1989 drafted the proclamation. Biological Proclamation Act of 1989, making it illegal for any U.S. citizen to meddle or create bioweapon agents. Now, for Diedrich, went against that and was literally shut down by the CDC, supposedly. No, they weren't. They moved the gain of function to communist China. Yeah. And you see it in the emails with Peter Daszak, Robert Gallo.
Because they couldn't legally do it here. They had to do it overseas.
Okay. So, I mean...
It's a long rabbit hole.
There was one, follow the money, show me the money.
Yeah. You follow the money, you see it all, right?
Follow the money, you see it all. Absolutely, Jim.
If somebody wanted to get more information about you and the things that you share and this kind of information, because you shared a lot, and I know we could have easily gone on another hour.
Absolutely.
What are some links or some places people can find you online?
Absolutely. What I would really ask people to do is literally go on to, as you can see here, falleninfo.net. This is a wonderful website to talk about what Falun Gong is. I mean, the subject of discussion, the main focus, that's my expertise for 21 years as an investigator, a Judeo-Christian investigator journalist. Why 100 million people have been targeted in the forced organ harvesting. They can also watch the documentaries free of charge. A lot of them are free of charge. And you can also voice your help to expose this evil. I would also suggest, Jim, if people go to endtransplantabuse.org, endtransplantabuse.org. Let me just pull that up for just a second so people can go and see it live. You can just go to, here we go. This is the China Tribunal. But if you just go to the investigator reports, these are for all the skeptics. You can see all the reports here. This is just absolutely irrefutable evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. All the docs, the books, documentaries. Take a look at this, if you guys can see this. This is the book from Ethan Gutman, a 10-year investigation on the mass killings, organ harvesting in China's secret solution to the cysticism problem, state organs and bloody harvest from David Kilgore and Mattis. And what I would suggest is also going to the video section to the Coalition Roundtable. And this is a brilliant four-part series of exposing the organ harvesting. And this is brilliant. These are all the investigators. I'm sure you recognize Chris Chappelle from China Uncensored. He's the orator, the host. And then you have all the different investigators and Anastasia Lin as well. And Jim, I think that shall do it for basically. Oh, one more thing. If anyone would like to learn the exercises of Falun Dafa or Falun Gong, it's really good for the body. You can be Christian, Jewish. It's not a cult. It's not sinister. It's not terroristic, as the communist regime has demonized it as to be. I'm a Jewish investigator. Jews for Jesus, investigator journalist. I believe in Christ. I believe in God. It doesn't affect me anyway. But my point is that if you feel intrigued or attracted to types of practices like yoga, tai chi, all those kind of things, I would go to falundafa.org. Let me just pull it up for you quickly.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. Man, Jim, you've been a legend, really. And thank you always
thank you
for allowing me to share, man.
Thank you.
Let me share one more time. I know we haven't got much time left, but let me see. Here we go. This is where people can learn about the exercises. There's many different languages, as you can see. It's all free of charge. This is going to English. And you can learn about what Falun Dafa or Falun Gong is. Again, Falun Dafa is more of the internal improvement of the spiritual side of your life. And Falun Gong is more of the external exercises. And you can see on the left-hand side, this is the amount of people practicing in China. 100 million people from all walks of life. As you can see, all different people. It's, you know, nothing cultish, nothing evil about it. And you can check out the local context in your area, all around the world, where to practice, you know, and all the exercises, the books, the writings are all free of charge. So with that, Jim, it's been an honor, truly a privilege, and thank you for letting me share about this.
Thank you, sir. It has indeed been a pleasure, and you dropped some very interesting information, and I hope that my viewers will follow up on a lot of what you said. Well, my time is up. I thank you for yours. I'll see you again real soon right here with a brand new episode. Until next time, bye-bye.